Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number three. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman.
And I'm Captain Benny Hatton.
Producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Leslie T. Travis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Boy, I'm watching more of that stuff on the Weather Channel down in Florida. All that algae.
Yeah.
It doesn't look real. It's just so green and everywhere.
I know, and I read another thing where it's like brown tide coming in from the Gulf, too.
Oh, so what a mess.
I got two problems. They got the runoff from the sugarcane farms creating that weird algae stuff you're talking about, plus the red tide, and it's just a double whammy. It's just, it's nuking so many fish down there. It's pitiful.
It may take them years to recover, don't you think?
Oh, it always does, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, they'll be in recovery mode for quite some time to come, but they said it just smells like death down there. It just stinks.
I don't have the volume up, obviously, horrible. But I'm watching it, and it doesn't look real. It just looks so green. It looks like a Disney movie or something.
Yeah, and I've been following on Facebook, watching all the photos coming from there that people are putting up. It's pretty sad.
No fishing, no guiding? Boy.
Tourism has drastically dropped
off. I bet. I mean, there's a lot to do in Florida, even on the inside of, not along the coast. But still, people go to Florida. They want to go to to Daytona Beach. They want to go to Cocoa Beach.
Go to the Atlantic side, yeah.
Exactly.
Go to the other side.
Go over there.
It is a long peninsula.
Right?
All right. Well, cool. Welcome back to the show, folks. Let's go back to Cliff Webb now. All right, Cliff, we're back, my friend.
All right, man. Well, I tell you what, they can keep all those weird tides because we've been through that stuff here, with the red tides and brown tides. I know you've had it too, and it's something else. I've even seen that stuff, Mickey, in Costa Rica, and all that beautiful water there. They've got those red tides sometimes. It's just it's a thing Mother Nature is going to do it, and not a lot we can do about it. Man.
I used to have a guy that would come fishing with me, and that's what I called him, was the red tide.
The red tide, huh?
Yeah, because you talk about bad luck, man. Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
That guy could be in a swimming pool full of 9-pounders and never catch one.
Oh, I hate that, man. Oh, golly. Oh.
But he tried awful hard.
He was
a quiet man.
Oh, man. Oh, hey. I had a guy like that a couple of years ago, and he's with three of his buddies. And all three of his buddies are really good fishermen, and they bring him along. You're just not quite in the league of these. I didn't want to tell him this, but he's just not in the league of those other three guys, And they just leave him. They don't mess. They don't bother him. They don't tell him anything, And I'm just trying to help him all the time. And after a while, it's like, man, I just don't know. This guy just can't catch no fish. I don't know what's wrong with him. But you ever get guys like that just can't seem to get it,
Oh, yeah.
And just get a few, just can't seem to get
once
that plastic
in a while, and they try to overdo everything. They get in panic mode, and then when the panic mode sets in, they're working their lure way too fast or doing everything wrong.
When you get behinds bad, and, the worst thing that gets me is I'll go ahead they won't be rigged right, and I'll go ahead and take all their jewelry off, all their snap swivels, and, it looks like Mr. T on the end of that rod. I take all that stuff off and put them a good knot on there and a line, a 20-pound leader, and get the lead head right, and I let them fish a little bit. I go back, they tie their other leader back on. I said, okay, man, I just give up, Got their 50-pound strand leader on there.
Yeah, I call all that trinket trash.
Yeah, trinket trash on there, down here it catches a lot of grass and fish can see it, but anyway, it's all good. Just the best you can do is just try to help someone. That's what we do, just try to tune up their fishing a little bit, and that's what's good about going with guides, is trying to tune up your fishing, because one thing about professional guides, they've seen a lot, they fish a lot of people, and maybe they don't know everything, but they've seen a lot, and so maybe they can kind of help you figure out what you're doing wrong, and certainly it's been the case here where I can just pick up why he's not catching fish. I can just tell immediately. Like one guy the other day would never let that lead head hit the bottom. you know, about halfway down, he'd twitch it back up and never make contact to the bottom, you know, on the sand. And the fish wanted to hear it hit the sand, mm-hmm. you know. And so once we slowed him down with his 7.8 retrieve reel, and that was the main problem, he had a real high retrieve reel. And he'd drink about 4 cups of coffee, and I'll tell you what, those fish couldn't catch that plug in the morning. It was something else, you know.
5-hour energy drinks, huh?
Yeah, it was something, you know. I told everybody, that, look, just drink behind it, they're right behind it, about a foot, you know.
Yeah, he was drinking Monster in his coffee.
Yeah. You know, that's one thing I loved about old Wallace. Man, that guy could fish. He would hit 2 o'clock in the morning, have his thermos of coffee, you know, he would just grind it out.
Hey, Jim Wallace, daylight. You never saw him without his thermos of coffee, man.
No, he'd drink that coffee. He would fish through that stuff. He was an animal, man. And we always used to laugh how everybody would be sitting in the boat and Jim would be the first one back in the water. He'd be the first one out there and nobody could stand it. They'd see a mullet jump and everybody pile out. Well, if Jim's out there, we're going, you know, so that's cool. But, man, he was a great fisherman, Mickey. He really was.
Yes,
man.
He was. I was proud to know him. Yeah, you know, we got a lot of guys like him. And I'll tell you another guy, the great fisherman like Jim Wallace, you don't ever hear much about him. He's just quietly off the radar, goes fishing every day, and he's getting up in age and still in great health, so Maurice Eschlemann.
He loved, I hear that name a lot. Man,
I wish you could meet Maurice. He's quite a gentleman and unbelievable fisherman. I learned a lot from that guy growing up fishing with him back in the day.
And it's but you're lucky to know him, man.
And his old buddy he fishes with all the time, old Bob Hardy, he's not a bad fisherman either, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
you
know, right, yeah.
Bob can get them too, so. There's a lot of guys like that out there that are off the radar and just they live to fish and they just go do their thing. They don't bother anybody and just quietly pound on them speckled trout, man.
We had those monster trout fishermen down here. You know, there's 3 or 4 of McElroy and Dick McCracken and Chatter Allen, all those guys down here. But what used to get me about McCracken, he was a real quiet one. He never said anything. You never knew he caught a big fish till someone else told you.
Right.
You know, he would never tell you caught a big fish, and someone else would tell you, well, McCracken caught this 33-inch trout or whatever. But the funny thing about Dick, he had all these lures on. He'd had those diaper pins that you use on diapers, those big old diaper pins. He had these lures on his hat with diaper pins, and right in the middle he had a $5 bill right in the middle, and it's all wadded up. And I asked him one day, I said, Dick, I see that $5 bill on your hat there, and I said, it's all faded. I said, it's been there a long time. He says, yes, sir. He said, the day I can't catch lunch, I'm going to buy a water burger with a $5 bill. He says, you notice how faded it is. That's good stuff, man.
Hey, that is. They don't get any better than that, man.
Yeah. And then when he passed away, they took that hat with that $5 bill on it, and it's on the wall somewhere. They got it tacked up on the wall. That $5 bill is still in there, man. It's about half faded from the sun. Pretty neat, man.
Wow. That's crazy. Okay.
The day I can't catch them, I'm by a water burger. That's pretty good.
Well, I've become quite familiar with Whataburger. No.
Hey, man, I guess we've eaten so much of them that we're tired of them.
Hey, that's what we have for breakfast almost every weekend up here. It's got to be Whataburger. Nothing else is open. I mean, we get up, we go to work before the donut shops open up, man. Can't even bring
donuts
one morning.
You know, you had a bad day. Yeah, you know you had a bad day with a guy when they give you a Whataburger gift certificate when you leave.
That's it, man.
Here you go, buddy. Man, we've had some days like that too, Mickey. Everybody does, man. I tell you.
Yeah.
Don't think we don't have them too, man.
You're
going to have them.
That's
sure.
Right. The more you fish, the more you're going to – that's going to happen. But the more good days you're going to have too. So.
I'm sure. Sure. I'm thinking we're going to have a smoking fall this year. Oh, my God. I can't wait. You know, it's getting close, too, buddy. It's getting close to bird season. That's what's scary.
I know, man. Dove season's right around the corner.
Now, I hope it's better than last year. That storm really messed us up last year.
Yeah, it screwed everything up in these parts. But, you know, up on in the state, you know, out around Uvalde, all that area, they were just covered up with birds. Good Lord.
They got our birds because it pushed them out on us really bad. We had them, but nothing like normal.
Well, I tell you, Blaine said he's covered up with white wings down there in South Texas. They're loaded up.
Oh, I love that, man. Ain't nothing better than a cast and blast, buddy, you know.
I know.
Do a little fishing in the morning, a little dove hunting in the afternoon. That's a Texas thing right there, buddy.
Yeah, it is. And that's we used to do that a lot. We'd do it opposite. We would teal hunt in the mornings and then go trout fishing afternoons. We'd do the blast.
Not many places you do that. Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's something. Looking forward to that, buddy. Man.
Sometimes you'd get on the water before the fish started biting because you'd be through with teal so early. You know, in 15 minutes, everybody's finished, and then you just go straight to the water.
We just don't have a teal that you guys got. We have some, but, man, just right up there, you know, 100 miles north of us, there's teal everywhere. But right in here, there just don't seem to be as many. Don't have many teal hunters around us. They have to go up north, you know, Victoria, Tavola, that area. But you guys seem to have a lot. And that's one of the only ducks I really like to eat. I like eating those teal. They're good.
Well, it's my favorite duck. If I'm going to eat duck, I'm going to eat teal.
Yep.
If you're going to eat a duck, right?
That's right. If well, I not eat
exactly
a duck.
Like quail, but they're all right.
Yeah, if I eat a duck, it'll be a teal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're not going to beat a quail bird.
Yeah, it's nature's nacho, buddy. Everybody likes quail. God,
nature's nacho.
They really are, man. They just, everything eats a quail. You think about it, man, everything's after a quail.
You know, I don't know whether I like the flavor of grain-fed quail better than the grasshopper-fed quail. I think grasshopper wild quail are way better than
that. Oh, there's nothing better. There's nothing better. You put a pin raise and a wild quail together, the flavor is unbelievable. Maybe a little tougher, but God almighty, the flavor so much more.
There's no comparison.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I can't wait to quail season. I love shooting those quail birds.
Do you? You like quail hunting?
Yeah, I do. It's just I'm getting too old. That's the problem is, you know, the heat and all. And luckily, it's South Texas does get a little cooler in December. But, we have days in December down here that's 80 degrees and can only hunt your dogs for a little while. So you have to switch out the dogs a lot. But back when I worked with the Kennedy Ranch, man, they had, I think it was Bill Weeks came in as a dog handler, and he had like 60 different dogs in the they just swap them out constantly on that ranch. But
yeah, I got to rotate
about quail,
them.
That first year we're in there in the late 80s, that Kennedy and King Ranch was just loaded with quail. It had a rainy year, and you couldn't go 100 yards without busting two coveys. It was just insane. They called it Disneyland for bird dogs. It was just unbelievable. It's incredible. So, and it's never been like that since. I don't know what happened, but I talk to the ranch guys all the time. It's good, but it's never been like those couple of years we were there where there were just millions and millions of quail.
I'm trying to remember what year it was down at Blaine's. He had like 2 years back-to-back that were just – it was absolutely stupid. I mean, you'd go on one morning hunt and you'd have 60, 80 covey rises, you know.
Absolutely.
What was that, 2007 maybe? 2008? I can't remember. It was a while back. It was 10, 11 years ago. And, man, it was just I'd never seen anything like that. You know you got a lot of quail when you're running over them with the trucks down to Sendares. They're flying into the grills
something.
And everything else. That's when you know you got a lot
amazing.
Of quail. And sitting there in a deer hunt, a deer stand, and you just see covey after covey after covey crossing Sendares and coming under the stand. That's when you know it's alive, and there's lots of snakes.
And I think a lot of it is the fire ants. I think, you know, the quail are really fighting against the fire ants. I think that's really devastating them more than anything. They say that those fire ants are getting those young quail when they're still wet out of the egg. So I think
that's what got them up here around my house. We used to hunt evergreen. We'd walk them quail up and in pastures out there around my house when I was a kid carrying 410s. And you don't see that anymore. You know, you can wade east shoreline and you'll still hear a few bobs over there while you're wade fishing, but nothing like the old days. Golly, we had a lot of quail
And they were talking about releasing this gnat that's from Africa that kills fire ants. Do you see that? It's a gnat that hovers over their head and lights on their head and eats their brain. And we're researching that. I said, they turn on loose out here and they land on a guy's head, they're going to starve to death. But anyway, I told myself, that's why they're not releasing them out here, you know.
Did I hear that right? Land on a gad's head, they'll starve to death.
That's what I heard. Land on a gad's head, he'll starve to death.
Oh, I'll tell you, I couldn't have said it better myself.
But that's true, man. They're talking about releasing this gnat that hovers over the ant and lights on his head and kills him.
Well, what happens when
they love to eliminate all the fishing guys? That's what they're afraid of.
Yeah, what happens when they run out of ants? Then what are they going to eat?
I know it. That's what I'm saying, you know.
Oh, man. There
won't be a big decrease in fishing guides up and down the coast. That'd be sad, man.
No, that'd be a good thing for the fish.
The fish would like it. Go, darn
it. Yeah, they get the old-timers first.
Oh, yeah, well. Don't even get the Yahoos first.
Got to get them Yahoos.
First, man. They got lots of brain. There you go.
That's it.
That was good, though, that guy talking about James Blog. It's like talking about John Wayne not being a cowboy. That's just wrong, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's just wrong, bro.
That's the new breed, baby. New wave.
Yeah, go pick on me, but don't pick on James or you guys, man. Come on, man. You guys paid your dues. Jesus.
No, we're just a bunch of Yahoos.
Yeah. Well, it's awful nice to know you Yahoo, because I tell you what, you guys are leading it down there. I tell you,
hey, man. Yahoo's got to eat too.
That's good stuff. I couldn't believe that. I was laughing the whole time Flog was telling me that.
I see it every day. It's just
God. I don't do any Facebook. I don't look at it. I don't do it. I don't do nothing. I don't even turn that thing on. You know, someone's got to tell me something on Facebook to show it to me before I look at it.
Back in the day, we'd always man up and tell somebody that face to face. Now they got all the social ways of
doing it as a coward.
Yeah, cowardly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know it. I'm the same way. I don't mind calling me and telling me, just don't, you know, write it in somewhere. I have to read it. Just call me. And, you know, tell me
face to face. Don't share it with all the public. All right, Cliff. I got to roll, my friend. Hey, throw your number out. Somebody wants to come down and fish baffin', man.
All right, Mickey Benny. Thanks, man. I'm at the area code 361-949-0707.
And I can highly recommend he's a good Yahoo to fish with.
He's a good Yahoo. Come on down,
that's it,
Yahoo.
Man.
Thanks,
got
guys.
Good Yahoos. All right, buddy. See you, Cliff. Take care.
Thanks, Ben. Bye-bye.
Oh, goodness.
Where does the boat go when it's sick? To the dock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Row the boat as fast as you can. Got a new fishing pole for my brother. Best trade I ever made.
You're gonna find out what they're biting on from Baffin to Sabine. Big Lake to Matagorda and some places in between.
Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Yeah, good morning. How y'all doing?
We're good, sir. Right. You had never backed a boat in over bicycles or anything, have you?
Not bicycles, but other things, yeah. I hate when you back up and you hear that noise. You go, I wonder what that was.
Yeah.
You got your early morning sickles, living an outdoor dream. They hunting, fishing all the time, and they ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 623 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go to PJ on one. PJ, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Hey, how you doing? Long time listener, first time caller. Hey, I got a trip planned to Destin, Florida coming up this week. I'm leaving on Thursday. Is that area affected by the red tide? Do you know?
Man, I'm here in southwest Florida mostly.
So what part of Florida is that? I've never been
out. Well, Destin's up in the top of Florida. That's up towards the panel at the beginning of the Gulf Coast up there. So, you know.
So I may be able to get a little fishing in, huh?
Oh, yeah, you should, yeah.
That's great. That's great. I was hearing y'all talk about it. I'm like, gosh, I pick a bad time to go.
No, it's mostly down the coast where they have all the sugar cane farms. You're getting a lot of that algae stuff, and then you've got stuff coming out of the Gulf, the red tide meeting up with that. It's just a mess right now.
Well, I sure appreciate it. Well, that's a little good news for me. So y'all have a good morning. I enjoy your show.
All right, PJ, have a good trip.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. All right. See you.
All right.
All right. Okay. Let's go to Will Kirkpatrick. I like saying that. Kirkpatrick.
Kirkpatrick.
Not Kilpatrick, but Kirkpatrick. Will, good morning, sir.
That's one of the nicer things.
Hey, that you've been called a lot worse, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. With a straight face, too. Well, Rayburn is, you know, we keep getting these little rain showers. They're not dropping much, but it's enough to make the grass grow. We had doe with two fawns walk across the yard the other morning. They just slaughtered out there, and the does were, she was eating, and the little ones were chasing each other. There's like a couple kids out there. If I'd have had a movie camera, it would have been a great picture to look back on. But Rayburn is, you know, this is as high as it's been this time of year. I went back the other day and looked at, I've got a pretty good bunch of records on the water levels, and we have not been this high this time of year since I've been up here.
That's been a while.
So, you know, we had 3 years of high water, you know, in the winter. We had that big drought back in 11, and then ever since then, we've had, pretty good holding on the water. And I talked to LNVA guy, I don't know, it's been a month or so ago, and he said, you know, they just tell the Corps they don't need it because they got enough coming down the Neches, they don't have to take it out of Rayburn.
Yeah.
And 1 year they took it out, and they were predicting all these big rains, and you know what happens to predictions. And they ended up, and it wasn't 11, it was before that, but they ended up just about all the boat ramps out of the water. So they watch it a little closer now. Water temperature's running. If you get out this time of the morning, you look down at your sonar, and it's going to show you the temperature's about 88 to 90 degrees. And then it gets hot when the sun comes up.
Yes,
and they're starting out with either a spinnerbait. They got chatterbaits work if you don't get them. Throw so far that you get back in that heavy grass. They're partly weedless, but you get back in that heavy grass, you're going to have. I had a young fellow and his grandfather out. He's bound, determined to throw a chatterbait. And after about three times of having to go in there, that torpedo grass, if you get hung up in that, it's not like. It's worse than lily pads because it'll hang up into 10 or 15 or 20 stalks of that stuff, and you can't break it.
No, that stuff's nasty, man.
It's, they talk about, oh, we're fishing 40, 50, 60-pound test line. Well, I'm sorry, but, that, you know, the muscles you got sometimes ain't good enough. You know, you got the line's not going to break, but you don't have enough strength in there to pull it all up, so... He finally gave up on it after getting hung up and having to go in there. The only way you could get him out of there was to pull straight up. And we had to clean the motor off about three times, get as much of that grass on there that, if you keep trying to go, you're going to burn your motor up. But it's spinnerbaits early in the morning, and then the sun comes up. We haven't had... enough wind to really bother us on the big lake, you know, there for a couple, 3 weeks. Wind was bad. You couldn't get out on the big lake, you know. 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, we were having 12, 15-mile-an-hour winds. And most of them was out of the west. And that, you know, our prevailing winds are the southeast, but these are out of the west there for several weeks. And it just messed up being able to get on the big lake. This time of year, more good fish come off the big lake than they do back in these pocket coves like it does in the spring and fall.
Right.
You're still going to catch fish, but you're not going to get in. You can get in some of them points out on the big lake where you'll sit there and catch, 8, 10, 12, 15 fish off one point or one bank area. and that doesn't happen back in East Coast that much. Once the sun gets up, why, it's all soft plastic. We had the other morning, we got into on that Spook Junior and that new toad chaser thing they got with a boot on the end of it. You know, I don't know whoever come up with that, but that's you know, it's kind of like naming that worm a yum dinger. It was a great idea, but he just didn't think about it. Have you seen any of those at all? You know what I'm talking about?
That frog with a boot feed on it?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't seen them yet.
That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like a boot.
Yeah.
Now, they send you an extra.
Well, it probably just catches the water just right where it just,
Well, it kicks a lot of, faster you reel it, the more it kicks.
Yeah, it kicks that water up and puts a lot more action on the bait. It makes it more lifelike.
They said the faster you reel, the bigger the fish will be. I haven't found that to be true, but you can reel it pretty fast, and they'll come up there and get it. I had that kid, the grandfather, and they had 7 bass one morning on it, and the kid got one. He's like 14 years old. He got one that was 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when they hit that thing, you reel them fairly fast, and when they hit that thing, no sucking it down. They just blow up on it. And I think we talked about that before, and that kid won't be worth anything for the rest of his life, a 5-pounder on the top water.
Yeah, that'll just make him fish harder to want
this lasts, the soft plastics will last up. We're using the Texas Rig Yum Dinger 3/16 or 1/4 ounce. And getting across these small points, don't throw up on top of them, but get out off the end of them. You can take, you've been in the boat, and I carry a bunch of buoys. And you get out there in some 12, 14-foot water, and you see some grass. If you'll just drop a buoy and then get back out, go on, fish a little bit, then come back down there and throw out and get out in front of that thing, that's where they've been catching the better fish.
Yeah.
And that's going to last. It's not going to get much hotter. It'll get up a couple degrees, but that's going to last until we start the fall. When the teal start coming through, then they'll start moving back in a little shallower. And it's time for the teal. I've had about enough.
Teal and hummingbirds, man. Hummingbirds and teal. And I heard the hummingbirds.
They're the first ones we have come through. And, that's when you see them coming through, that tells you you've got some cool weather coming down from up north.
I'm ready.
The people up north are going through. I got some friends up in Illinois, and they said it's just been as hot up there as it has down here.
It has. It's been. We've had a pretty good summer.
They've been getting a lot of big rain up there. One of them lives right. Or two of them live on the lakes. One of them lives on a pretty good sized lake up there. And he says, their water this spring it got so high that you couldn't get a boat underneath the bridge.
Goodness.
So. But, we don't complain about rain in East Texas. Harvey only gave us 25 inches, so it didn't hurt us. It's not like what they got down on the coast. But it's topwater, spinnerbaits, and, we're not doing anything on crankbaits. We don't have enough fish bunched up chasing shad to really get any school fish. When the people ask if they've heard about the school fish, do we get them? Did we used to get them? Yeah. But in order to have the schooling bass, you've got to have a lot of shad, and you've got to have a lot of bass. And most of the bass on those school fish are going to be from 3/4 pound up to 1.5 pounds, 2 pounds.
Yeah.
And they'll bunch those shads up. And, I've seen them down here. Years ago, when you'd have an acre and a half of them things just going, and it'd last 10, 15 minutes, and then they'd move, and then you'd see them on down the lake. So if we ever get any new lakes, which I don't think is going to happen, then you'll have it because you'll have a lot of shad. We got a lot of shad, but you're just not bunched up.
Well. Bob Green said the same thing.
Better,
you know,
staying in the house.
Yes, it is.
Get out early, be on the water by about 5:30, and staying out there till 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then come back in. And then if you, you know, if you got the weekend's the only time you can fish, why go back out about 5:30, 6 o'clock. You're going to have, you can still see fairly well by the 8:30 at night. You can see enough that you can see the top water to throw up around that grass. And a lot of times your late evening fishing, night fishing, is better than he is in the morning.
Have you night fished lately in the last few years?
No, that, you know, Rayburn never, we never really had the night fishing. We'd go out 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, but as far as, you know, like over at Cleta Bend up on Livingston, they get out, they fish, you know, all night long. We tried it, but that one year I had a bunch of guys, no, we had 16, 18 guys that wanted to do a fishing class, and it was over the 4th of July. And I think we had 4 days where they fished, and it was nobody caught any fish until about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
Billy Murray came down, him and Sue, and he's got some videos that they've done, some movies that they've done on lures and what they do in the water. I'd like to see one of what that Pad Crusher does, you know, because he had some, there were movies that they took, they had the camera down in the water. And plugs look a lot different, we think they do, when you're looking at them in the water. But nobody did anything. We were out in the water about midnight, and nobody did anything until about 3:30 in the morning.
All right. Well, Will, I'm out of time. I got to run. Throw them out your number. Somebody wants to come up and fish with you, bud.
409-584-3177.
Thanks, Will. Have a good weekend. See you, bud.
Talk to you guys later.
All right, later. You know, folks, are you looking to take your fishing tackle storage to the next? Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 6:40 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go to Captain Blaine Friermuth on Trinity Bay. Blaine, good morning.
Hey, we're out here.
Yeah, well,
scary right now. We got some storms brewing out here already.
Well, they're Trinity Bay's covered up. It's all moving towards Anahuac and up by your house, but
yep.
It's
that's exactly right.
It's avoiding Houston Point. It's kind of grazing it right now. It's a big one.
Yeah.
That's the one that hit James this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, it kind of got us scary because we came out early, and we're fishing right now. We've got one red and one trout in the boat. But it was barreling down on us, and all of a sudden it just kind of started moving to the east instead of, you know, upstream. We're right here at Morgan's Point just waiting to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're good right there. There's a couple of little green and yellow dots kind of around you. Looks like light rain, if any, but the big stuff is right slap dab in the middle between Smith Point and Beach City, moving northeast towards Lake Anahuac.
We're sitting here at Morgan's Point. It's dead flat calm. There's not a breeze out here, which is great.
Well, there's more coming. It looks like it's going to be all grazing you. It's a solid line from out in the Gulf all the way in, but it's not going to affect where you're at right now. So,
well, we better hurry up. That's all I can say. Eventually, it's going to get us, I know. And the fish aren't cooperating right now. We're trying to catch reds, and we're catching millions of little ones and everything else in the world with live shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
But the big, we've got one good one in the box. That's it.
Have you caught any?
Decent day yesterday.
Have you caught any big croaker this year? You know,
no,
like fillet size.
I've caught one all year. Usually, it seems like it's in the fall before we start catching them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I heard you talking about croakers. That's definitely one of the best fish to eat out of saltwater.
No doubt.
But they got to be big enough to, you know, like a crappie. They need to be big enough where you can get some meat off of them.
Right.
So, you know, I don't like cleaning the little ones. Man, you remember the old days when we used to catch just baskets full of those things.
Two pounders, man. Pound and a half, two pounders every cast.
I mean, like 16 inches, you know, big ones. You'd think that are baby redfish or something. But
yeah.
No, I don't know what happened to those. I don't know what those days are gone, too. I hadn't had them in a while. You know, where I
just like in big guff trout. Remember Trinity Bay used to be in the fall, all those big, giant 2 and 3 pound guff trout.
They were fun to catch.
Yellowmouth, yep. Purple bag machines, man. And they were fun to catch. Great to eat, too.
We ate them. Everybody said, oh, they're mushy. Well, they tasted just like a speckled trout to me.
A sand trout will get mushy on you, but a guff trout won't. It's got a better texture.
Well, we're going to see what we can do today. We had a decent day yesterday. We're using live bait and started out on the channel, and the ship traffic got bad on me. We were catching pretty good, and then a gigantic ship came through. And, I mean, it had the most waves. You know, those big ships hit, and they have about 10 or 12 big waves, and this one had 40-something big weight waves.
Oh,
and the big
man
was like 10 foot high. It was a big container ship going outbound. And I'm telling
those
you what,
container ships, they'll sink you.
They're huge. It was something like a huge ship, big old Costco, looks like that's what it said on it. But, I mean, you know, they're just so big, they just draw that water.
Yeah.
Displacing the water. You just got to be careful on the channel. Anyway, I left out there. We were catching pretty good. But, anyway, I moved everywhere. We'd get one here, one there. You know, that's just the way it was yesterday. I never could get them turned on. So, but it was a decent day. We had about 15 trout, a couple reds, and a big old flounder. So, we're going to try to beat that today.
Well,
we're the only boat out. There's no, I haven't seen another boat.
I think Mickey Ray's just texted me. I think he's going to try and pop out for a little bit this morning, but if the weather will let him, I don't know.
Well, I was the only boat at Thompson's this morning. We're already gone from the dock and nobody else showed up.
Imagine that.
I guess everybody
imagine that.
I'm the only stupid one out here, I guess.
I tried calling you last night. I ended up getting 3.5 inches out of that storm.
Man, what a deal. We needed that so bad. I don't know what I got, but I didn't get that much, Mickey. But I bet I got at least an inch. And I'm not that far from you. I could see it pouring on you. And I'm
5 miles as the crow flies up the shoreline from me.
Yeah. Well, whatever we got, we needed.
You got a little nicer spread than I do, so that's why Mother Nature deterred a little
bit.
You are
on umbrella point. That, you're the one that normally doesn't get any rain.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. But that was a lightning storm. Boy, it scared the heck out of me. It was hitting everywhere.
Oh,
I mean, it was just banging.
It was.
Deal. Yeah, well, the boys are down at the ranch, and it looks good down there. Lots of goat weed and lots of sunflowers that grew up. We checked the rain gauge down there from February to right now. We've had 26 inches of rain down there. That's more than I've had at my house here in Baytown. I guarantee you. That's a lot of rain for South Texas.
Yes, it is. That's,
it didn't
that's
all come at one
stuff.
Time either. It was just sporadic the way it came through. And I think the biggest rain we've got all year was like a 3-incher. That was when McAllen got flooded and all that stuff down there. We got 3 inches out of that one. That's good news.
Yeah, but
good
for your area, 3 inches goes a long way. Usually an average year is, what, 11 inches a year?
Yeah, like 15 inches a year.
Yeah 11 to 15 inches.
Everything is doing good, including honeybees. There's millions of honeybees everywhere down there. There's swarms of them everywhere. You know how they find little places all around the camp to hive up. Oh, boy, you know, those things are dangerous, too. They don't like people.
We were talking about...
Now, these honeybees are those African bees?
No, well, they're Africanized bees. They're honeybees. They're all honeybees.
They're
but
all
some
honeybees,
of them are more aggressive.
But some are Africanized and some aren't.
The ones we have here, around here, you can walk up to a hive and they won't kill you. Down there, if you get close to them, they all attack and they go right for your head every time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just...
Kind of like that swarm did us on the ship channel that day. I was telling somebody that story the other day. I forget who I got in a conversation with.
Man, we got stung so many times. We're out in the middle of open water. How many times did you get stung? I don't know. I think I got 7 bees got me.
Me and Blaine started out. He had a trip. I didn't. I had my nephew. And we ended up over by Dollar. But to get out of the southwest wind, where I'm wading over there, and he was drift fishing with his crew, and the wind started laying down, so I ran out on the channel. I found a big old wad of fish, and I called Blaine. I said, "Hey, man, I found a school of fish out here." Told him where I was at. I said, "Come on." I got the anchor out on them. So Blaine shows up, and he anchors up next to me, and we're all catching fish. And
lift your rod up.
Sean swatted a bee.
I'm netting a fish.
You netting a fish? Good. That's a good thing. Trout or a redfish?
I'm going to put it down. It's a trout.
But I was telling that bird.
We're fishing for reds, guys, not trout. Quit catching those. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt
no,
you.
No, I mean, I had to hear that trout getting netted, but Blaine pulled up, and we're all catching fish, and this one bee kept messing with Sean. Well, he took his ball cap off and swatted it and killed it, and it must have been the queen of that swarm because, buddy, they came out of the out of nowhere, out of the, we're out in the middle of nowhere now. There's no land within miles of us.
I mean, yeah.
So I pull the anchor up and I take off, and they're chasing me. They chased me down a channel, and finally I outran them. Well, they turned around and went back to Blaine's boat and started nuking them. Mm. And I made a loop and came back by there, and Blaine and all of them are swatting at them. And he's pulling the anchor up, and they're running away, too. That was crazy.
But the craziest thing is we all left and got away from the bees. We came back to that same spot 10 minutes later, and those bees were still there on the open water looking for the queen, I guess. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like that in my whole life. Where did they come from to get out over the open water?
I mean,
tell me. Pretty crazy. Yeah, but it's a dangerous thing down there when you're mowing. You know, we're going to wear bonnets this year with you know, the netting on it. So when if you do get stung, you know, you, if you have a long sleeve shirt and all that on and gloves, it won't be too bad. They go straight through your head when they go after you.
Well, David Brown's tractor doesn't have a cab on it either, does it?
No, we don't have any cabs. We're poor. We don't have air conditioning.
Y'all need cabs on them tractors.
Upgrade that sucker, man.
That's it. Hey, call David Urbina and do an upgrade. You're due for a new tractor anyway, man. Get your new John Deere.
Man, that John Deere of mine's lasted a long time.
It has. You have done a ton of work with that tractor.
Yeah, we got it right before Ike, and we've used it every day. You know, almost every day since then. I mean, it's always something you use a tractor for. At the ranch, we use it every day, too. Man, it's looking good. That cloud's going away from us.
Vaughn gave me his weather gauge report. He's about halfway between me and you. He had 2.71 inches of rain, 41-mile-an-hour wind once, you know, a gust, and 751,000 volts of lightning. I don't know how he gauged that. 751,000 volts of lightning. Not bolts, but volts.
I can tell you it was scary. I'm not a scary person from lightning, but I'm telling you, I said, man, this thing's hitting my house. It felt like it was just shaking everything. It was
spraying all over the place. It was a heck of an electrical storm.
Yeah.
So what do you got now? You got two trout and a red? Maybe if we stay on the line long enough, you'll limit out before we go off the air.
Well, we're trying. There's no tide yet. It's just sitting here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the rocks right here at Morgan's Point, and it ain't an inch of tide.
Wow.
We haven't had a ship come by yet, thank goodness, because I'm about 20 feet from the rocks.
Yep.
We're sitting here biding our time before I go too far away. I'm going to make sure all that stuff is out of here.
Yeah, I would keep a watch south of you there because that's where it's all at, coming right up through the middle of the bay and before you take off and get too far and not be able to get back.
Yep. Well, that's about it, brother. The guys are at the ranch and it just looks beautiful down there. That's it. There's quail everywhere, doves everywhere. The deer look good. Everything's, you know, see, everything's on the upside.
Yeah.
So I'm happy about that.
Well, I
can't complain about anything right now.
Hey, if you're happy, I'm happy, man.
There you go. My fishing is one day we get them, the next day we don't. And that's the way it's been all summer. I've never seen it so inconsistent in my whole guiding career.
I hadn't either. And I only get 3 days a week to go, and it's really tough on me.
Yeah.
Real tough because it's hard to stay on them right now, even when you go every day.
I mean, what are we going to do? Change our profession? You know, that we've been doing it for 40 years. You can't do it. I mean, I can't do anything else. I just
can't stop, won't stop.
Tell everybody that what's going on. And, you know, luckily the clientele I have, they're sticking with me too.
Well, they understand. And, you know, they've been with you forever like my guys have. They know fishing's fishing, man. You just got to go.
You know, we like catching fish, but there's more to it than catching fish. Being out here with all your buddies, you know, like today, I got Gary Vossler. You remember him?
Yeah, I remember Gary. You got a good crew.
We're just having a good time. That's it. Just glad to be here.
No, you just another one of those yahoos is what you are.
Yeah, you just just another yahoo just on the pond out yahoo. There.
An old geezer yahoo.
Some days
on the bay.
I feel like it, Benny. I do feel like that a lot. Okay. Well. I'm going to need some help with my captain's license. It's time for me to get mine. I know, Mickey, have you got yours already? Or you done
not yet.
Stuff?
I'm in the process. It's just, you know.
Well, I got to get started.
I did get my drug test results back and got all that.
There you go.
I did pass that, by the way.
pass that?
I know. Yeah.
Well, I heard it's taking 40 days to get them back now.
Ain't no big deal. I don't want to go fishing until November anyway. After hunting season starts September, I'm going to be hunting.
Well, if I need a little consultation, Benny. I need a little help. Just kind of get me through it again. Just if you'll give me about an hour of your time.
Give me a call.
I ain't got no time, man. All right, Blaine. Well, hey, if somebody wants to spend their time and hard-earned money with you, how do they get a hold of you?
Come on down here to Baytown. Call me at 713-703-6656. And hunting season getting close. Anybody needs any dove, deer, or quail, we got it.
All right, my friend.
All right, y'all. I'll talk to you this afternoon.
Hey, go get them. All right, see you, Blaine. See you. Thanks. Be safe, man. Y'all. Watch that weather. Bye-bye. All right, man. Watch that weather. I had a deal I wanted to read here. We don't have enough time left to do it now. A 10-year-old kid wrote this, and somebody put it in, looks like the Saltwater Magazine, Texas Saltwater Fishing Magazine. Or actually, maybe they posted this off of that. It's editor's note, and it was an essay written by an anonymous 10-year-old kid, and it was submitted by a reader. I'll read it tomorrow on Fun Sunday. Why I want to be a captain. Little 10-year-old boy wrote it, so we'll read that tomorrow. I screenshotted it. I saved it. Oh, well. I guess that's about it, huh, Benny?
I believe it is. It's just about a wrap. I think you got maybe one more to go.
Yeah, one more.
One more to
go. We'll be back in the morning at 4 a.m.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.